This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Open House Melbourne launches its 2023 program with Open Nature. It's an exciting, thoughtful and engaging series of ticketed walks, tours, talks and events as part of Melbourne Design Week 2023, which runs from 18th to the 26th of May. It sounds so exciting and I can't wait to find out a bit more about it. So we're joined in the studio by Open House Melbourne Executive Director and Chief Curator Tanya Davidge. Tanya, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, Tanya, tell us about Open Nature. It sounds absolutely fascinating. What's it about?
Well, most people know Open House for our July weekend where we open up lots of buildings in the city, which is fantastic and very intense. And Open Nature is our program that focuses on the natural world in our city and is much more kind of contemplative and reflective. So it's a lovely way to kind of get to know the natural spaces of our city.
I always feel like a lot of us separate the sort of city, the built environment, don't we, from nature. And I'm lucky I live close to the Yarra River, and often I'll go for a walk and I end up down at Dyetts Falls and there's an old mill there that you can see, you know, with a waterway that went through and powered the mill. And I often think, I wish I knew more about the history of the river in particular. Does Open Nature look at the river and the history around that?
The Open Nature program this year is really focused on the Yarra or the Birrarung River and its tributaries. And we have just a series of lovely workshops and talks and walks that you can do that will really unpack the river and its importance to the city of Melbourne.
Now, we typically, you're right, we typically associate Open House with properties, don't we? And,
yeah.
And architecture, and you get to see their gardens as such. What drove you to move to Open Nature and to incorporate nature into the whole program?
Well, I think that the way that nature is an important part of our urban environment is a really, you know, it's a really great counterpoint to the built environment. I think we need it in our urban environments. We need it as part of the built environment. It gives us relief. It's kind of the lungs of the city, people often describe it as. And so I think it's just a fantastic complementary programming to the built, you know, the built stuff that we do in July.
Do you think we're too removed from nature in the city?
I think we could think about it more deeply. Mm. And that's kind of what our program's focused on, is really kind of just getting you out there, making the space to actually really contemplate why nature's important, why we need to connect to it more, why we need to care for it, and, you know, the important role it plays in our city.
Now, I'm excited to get into some of the events that you've got on. We are chatting with Open House Melbourne Executive Director and Chief Curator Tanya Davidge about Open Nature, which is part of Melbourne Design Week. Tanya, let's get into the first thing, acoustic ecologies. What is that about?
Well, we have a couple of fantastic events at the Heidi Museum.
Oh, great.
This year. And that's the first one of them. And it's basically a kind of a deep listening tour at Heidi, where you get to discover and understand better how you might make field recordings yourself and just sit and listen to nature.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm almost feeling relaxed just listening to you describe it.
I know. I can't wait to be on the tour.
Let's move on to the next one, Yalaklanga Ecology Workshop.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to talk about the history and the ecology of the Yalaklanga Gardens at the Heidi. And it's really, really fascinating. Those gardens were initially established, I suppose, from a kind of a colonial perspective, you know, that very English garden perspective. And I think, from my understanding, one year the river flooded there and it washed up all the seeds or the native seeds and of the native trees. And so what they're going to be talking about is how, since that time, the gardeners at Heidi have actually worked, you know, kind of across those two different mindsets and are really working to kind of establish the native and indigenous plants within that broader perspective.
It's interesting because it's a good reminder, isn't it, that floods are part of, you know, nature and part of reproducing our native plants. I read about Urban Wilds, and it's the inner city as botanic garden as an event, and you mentioned in the program tensions in the botanic gardens. And I have to admit, as much as I love the Melbourne Botanic Gardens, I love walking in there. I see them as a curated European Garden. So tell us about this event, because I think it's going to really appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Those, I suppose those gardens, yet again, are kind of, you know, they form part of a colonial mindset of how we look at gardens and
very
how
manicured.
We understand. Yeah, absolutely. And very curated, as you mentioned. But there are kind of these moments, I suppose, of wildness in the city, and there's some broader tours that relate to that talk that are going to unpack these moments of wildness in the city. And the talk, the keynote talk, is actually going to look at how we might think about wildness within the Botanic Gardens to reframe how we think about the Botanic Gardens themselves and how we interact with nature within the Botanic Gardens.
Have you ever been out to the Botanic Gardens out in front of the Cranbourne?
Yes. Oh,
they are absolutely amazing.
It's fantastic out there. And it's actually really interesting because they're quite highly designed, the Australia Gardens there, but you can also walk through that more 70s, that garden that was established in the 70s, which is a much more kind of indigenous, natural environment too. And they provide such a great counterpoint to each other. They're fantastic.
Excellent. Now, BioBlitz Photography and Walking Tour.
Yes. Well, that's a photography tour. It's going to be with the Yarra River Keeper. I think it's wonderful in Melbourne that we have somebody who cares so deeply about the Yarra that we actually have somebody who has been appointed to keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really? It's wonderful. Yeah. So she will take the tour and it'll be a great way to get to know the Yarra.
I feel like the Yarra is such an underutilised resource in Melbourne. I really do. I mean, we see it, but we don't really use it, do we? I mean, it could be a waterway, couldn't it, as well, in terms of travelling from point to point. There's little piers along it. There's so many things we could do with the Yarra.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, one of our sold-out tours is the Green Line Tour, and that was going to look at the wetlands that the City of Melbourne has reinstated in the Yarra. They've done these floating wetlands, and it's you can't do the tour anymore, but I would highly recommend getting down and checking it out because there's all kinds of wildlife. I mean, the wetlands have only been there for a short time and already there's swans and birds nesting in them. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's
so where is this? Where's the Green Line Wetlands?
So it's kind of opposite South Bank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so that will...
Right in the city.
Yeah, absolutely right in the city. So between, opposite South Bank, between, I suppose, Flinders Street Station and then further toward, down towards the Docklands. And that's where the Green Line project will be.
And it just goes to show, doesn't it, that even in the inner city, if we rewild it and look after nature, we can bring in the wildlife as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and it's so beautiful to see those moments of the city kind of coming to life in different ways and unexpected ways that you probably don't normally notice.
Love it. We're chatting with Open House Melbourne Executive Director and Chief Curator Tanya Davidge about Open Nature, which is part of Melbourne Design Week. Just a couple more to get through. We've got a vision for Hobson's Bay Wetland Centre. What's that about?
So this is a lovely talk. You can join Grimshaw Architects. They're going to talk about their proposal for the new Hobson's Bay Wetland Centre. And they're going to talk about how they've embedded caring for country principles into that project, how they're looking at regenerative design principles and climate resilient principles, and how they're really trying to develop that project as a project where people can learn and understand about nature and why they need to care for country.
And so does that also mean we might get some, I suppose, hints to, if we are going to design a house or build a house or renovate or something, that we can also bring nature into that design?
Oh, absolutely, I'd say. Yeah.
Fantastic. Love
it. We've got tons of landscape architects on the program this year, so hit them up with all your questions.
Perfect. Tributary Encounters.
Oh, this is a lovely one. This is, I suppose, looking at Melbourne's waterways from an artistic or a creative perspective. There's some gorgeous artists who are going to take this walking tour and talk to people about how they view the river and how the river informs their kind of artistic practices.
Tanya, I want to go on everything.
Yes.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Open Nature is presented by Open House Melbourne. It's part of Melbourne Design Week 2023, an initiative of the Victorian Government in collaboration with the NGV. For more information and the full program, visit openhousemelbourne.org. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you on some of the tours.
You will definitely see me on the tours. And our producer, Con, we've already spoken about it today. So
gorgeous.
Definitely. That is Open House Melbourne Executive Director and Chief Curator Tanya Davidge.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.